tax cuts are a great piece of news for any consumer, while a not-so-good piece of news for the budget and the government's projections for economic stability. The latest round announced recently by Prime Minister Turnbull are apparently created to solve the bracket creep jargon. In what has been a difficult and at times career-threatening year for Mr. Turnbull, tax cuts for businesses and middle-income earners should be great reasons to win back its series of news poll deficits. So what is the bracket creep? I asked Ben Goodman of Deloitte Access Economics.
Bracket creep refers to when workers and other people earning income move up income or tax brackets. And this is because of inflation and income growth in the economy and how the tax system works where thresholds are stationary. While Mr. Turnbull points out that bracket creep is happening, our research has shown that bracket creep actually affects lower income earners but more than higher income earners. And that's where we think that any assistance should be provided.
And it seems apparent that the bracket creep problem is not exclusive to Australia. For more on that, I asked Dale Bocciabella, Assistant Professor in Taxation Law at the University of New South Wales Business School.
Oh, well, it'd be a problem in every other area of the country as well. If you've got marginal rate scales, like progressive marginal rate scales like we have in Australia, which other countries will have, obviously they'll be slightly different, bracket creep is a worldwide problem. Unless you index the thresholds of each marginal rate band, now Australia did do that for about 3 or 4 years, I think it was in the Fraser years, 77 through to about 82. I think it was. We did a little bit of indexation of those marginal rate bands, but we haven't done it since. And so if you do the indexation of those marginal rate bands, well, bracket creep is out the door. It's not a problem.
Mr. Turnbull has claimed in the past that middle-income earners carry the most weight in balancing the budget. But is he right? Mr. Goodman explains.
So if we're looking at the budget projections that were included in the last budget the Treasury put together, most of the proportionately middle-income earners, those in the third income quintile, are going to pay, are going to have a larger increase in the amount of personal income tax they pay relative to how much income they earn. Proportionally, that has generally been the case. Previously, we've been through periods where income tax cuts were offered, but more recently, we haven't had that. However, in 2016-17, the $80,000 marginal tax threshold was increased to $87,000. But apart from that, marginal tax rates haven't changed significantly for a number of years.
The political timing of these tax cuts is also quite fascinating. But is the proposal inherently flawed enough that Labor might be able to capitalise on a coalition proposal? Mr. Bocciabella explains.
Well, look, he's got a massive problem straight up front, because one of the policies he has is that we're going to increase the Medicare levy by 0.5 from the 1st of July 2019, and that's across the board. Now, the Labor Party said, no, we don't want that Medicare increase for people below 87,000. So the coalition, Mr. Turnbull, has got a massive problem. On the one hand, he said, look, I've got these things called the tax cuts. They're coming. We're thinking about them. We're working on it. But what we're going to do at the same time is increase your Medicare levy, you know, all the way up from, you know, 21,000 or whatever the threshold is now, all the way up to, you know, all income. So you lose a bit of credibility. So I think the Labor Party actually are on a political winner there, and they're on a fairness winner as well. But the bottom line here is, that's a big problem that Mr. Turnbull has. There's no question about that. Tax cuts, but he's increasing your Medicare levy, which is tax.
And the move isn't good for low-income earners, as independent analyses already demonstrate they will bear the brunt of the middle-income tax cut. Mr. Bocciabella explains how you can avoid the brunt of the pain.
I think he's going to target somewhere between the 20,000 up to about 80,000. You know, that's where he wants these tax cuts to go. But look, we don't really know any details yet. Obviously, one thing is to just maybe cut the rate band a little bit. Cut the rate within the bands a little bit, or maybe lift the threshold up a bit. The problem he's got with doing it that way is it is actually giving a tax cut to high-income earners as well, because the high-income earners get access to those lower tax rates and those lower bands as well. So it's not really that well targeted. I mean, he's got a problem there. And that's why when we use tax offsets, or tax rebates they used to be called, to target lower tax or tax breaks, they're actually better targeted. You can exclude the high-income earners from getting them and target them really well on the middle-income earners that you want, the middle and low-income earners. So he's got problems on a couple of fronts there, I think.
So it's quite clear that the government has problems on several political and economic fronts. Already, despite not giving away too many concrete details, Labor has jumped on the criticism train, with Chris Bowen declaring that a tax cut without a positive surplus is poor fiscal management. Another suggestion, proposed by Chris Richardson of Deloitte Access Economics, suggests that the brackets remain where they are, and that the proportion taxed is just changed, say from 32.5 cents to the dollar to 30 cents. But what does that suggestion cost the budget? Ben's crunched the numbers, and here is a short and sharp analysis.
So we've estimated that if the government was to increase the $37,000 tax threshold to $40,000 and the $87,000 tax threshold to $90,000, that would cost the budget around $4 billion in the 2018-19 financial year.
So that becomes quite a big consequence then.
In terms of what Treasury expected the deficit to be in that year, Treasury is saying that the budget deficit will be $21 billion as of the last budget update.
So that is what Deloitte's research says. But how does Mr. Bocciabella feel about the debate? Here is his solution to the middle income tax debacle.
If you really want to target your tax cut at the low to middle income people, say up to 80,000 or 87 or 90 or something like that, you're probably better off using the tax offset mechanism. In other words, keep the rate structure as it is now, exactly as it is, but just introduce a tax offset so that they get their tax reduction, but the tax reduction doesn't flow through also to high-income earners. That's what I think they should be thinking about.